Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, how are you doing?
Yeah, ace, buzzing.
Excellent, great. Welcome to Friday Food Club, particularly to the lovely Paola.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Lovely Paola from Baked by Romano's, is that right?
That's right, yes.
So you met Jamie this week.
Yeah,
last week.
I came down on, I've seen a lot of social media going on from yourself, and I thought, you know, I've seen this cheesecake, I need to go see what this is about, you know what I mean? So I gave her a text, I was like, can I come see you? I've got a cookery school, you know, one of my dreams is to open a cookery school, and me and Noah and a friend from my old workplace came, and we met her and was invited straight in. You know that awkwardness you have when first meeting someone, you're like, oh, not sure how this is going to go. And she's like,
gave them all hugs.
Come in.
Of course you did. I just stepped outside. I was like, oh, hi, you must be Paola. And the next thing you know,
arms. I was like, big arms coming out, and you're just like, wow, this is great.
I must admit, that's something that my husband can't quite get used to. But I just love it. I think life is too short, and I think, you know, you should make people feel welcome and in a comfortable environment.
Well, particularly in your business, because you literally open your house up to supper clubs. So tell us a little bit about the supper clubs. Just tell us about everything.
Yes, basically, every now and again, usually it works out every other month, I open up my house as a restaurant, so-called supper clubs, and they're gaining popularity. They're becoming busier and busier and busier. And it's just a chance for me, literally, I love cooking, for me to feed people. Rather than just my family.
Well, how many courses on this menu that you're doing?
I've got a 7-course Italy on a plate taster menu.
£55, and I said to her, how much money are you making out of this menu? She goes, not a lot.
it's really not about the money. I just absolutely love the idea of cooking for people and people enjoying it. So, you know, I'm down to making my own cheese for this, my own butter, breads, everything that I can possibly make that's homemade.
Wow.
It will happen.
Everything.
And the venue is stunning. The venue is absolutely stunning.
Thank
you know,
you
it's.
Very much.
I walked in and, you know, when you hear about cookery school, I expect it to look like, you know, something off MasterChef, all these different setups. And what we found is that. What we found is that you've got this bench in the middle of the kitchen, and what we found is that it was more personal. It was more because there was three of us, including the child, and we all stood there with you talking about what you're passionate about. And what we found is that you don't need these benches out.
No,
it's more personal. It's more direct to being taught how to cook, really.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
I have taught at places where everybody has their own bench,
right?
And you walk around as a tutor. As a cookery tutor, and you help people to do this, and this. But I find that doing what I'm doing, and I think there's lots and lots of places cropping up doing the same thing, it's much more personable. People enjoy it, it's fun. I've got Alexa on the go, and on one particular cookery class, people were requesting disco classics on Alexa, which was fun. I mean,
you need to be careful the amount of times you say that particular name on the radio, because people could suddenly find themselves listening to a BBC Radio Shetland or something by mistake. So.
But it's just great fun, and you know, they learn lots. And they go home with lots of food, and it's just amazing how much you can achieve in a short amount of time. And basically, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm having fun doing what I love doing, and I hope people have fun too.
Yeah. So what kind of classes are on offer?
We're sort of starting to offer. It's fairly new.
Yeah.
So we're still in the process of getting going, but we've had a few. So far, we've done an Italian essential cookery class. We've had a Greek master class. We're going to do a paella and churro class. Mm-hmm. So basically, food from all around the world.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't faze us.
Yeah.
We can do that. Mm. And it's just having fun whilst you're learning and that sort of thing, rather than, you know, the stuffy approach where it's all like sterile and it's clinical. Nah, we don't want that. Life is too short. Enjoy it. So that's what we're trying to achieve.
Fantastic. So what else? I mean, because I'm looking at the at your Twitter page, which looks beautiful. So it's a cookery school, it's the supper clubs, it's pop-ups, it's private and corporate catering. You do a mix of everything. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I set up Romano's about 7 years ago. I started deli supply business, which took off hugely. I was supplying to Burwash Manor.
What were you supplying them with?
Everything. Scotch eggs, pork pies, lasagna, moussaka, focaccia stuffed bread.
And that
everything.
Was all homemade by you,
all
was
homemade,
it, in your kitchen at the time?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got a registered business, been registered for 7 years, so I've been going for that long.
I was going to ask about that, because the whole food club thing, if you're a restaurant, you have a man from the council comes round and gives you a 5 out of 5 rating.
Yeah,
so you get the same.
Rating. Yeah, I have exactly the same. The only difference probably is that, whereas if you've got a business, they can just turn up. And obviously, when it's a home-registered business, they have to book an appointment to come and see you. But I've been working with, because we've moved to the Huntingdonshire, with the Huntingdon County Council, and they've been amazing. They come in and they give you lots of points on how to make things work. And yeah, it's great. It's great fun.
It is very clean. I've seen it for myself.
I don't doubt that. I'm just wondering what the
rules
were.
I could use the floor as a plate.
It's exactly the same as if you had a restaurant. So it's no different whatsoever. We have to have separate fridges for work, food. We have to keep all the records like restaurants do and all that sort of thing.
So for 7 years you've been going. It's just been getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I got really, really big. And I've pulled it in a little bit,
right?
Which is great. I've decided to take control of it. It got really too big.
Yeah.
So I've decided to take control of it and do what I enjoy doing, because I love doing it.
Yeah.
And it's working out fine. It's fantastic. I still do lots of private events. I get booked up. For example, I have a Greek feast supper club for a Christmas dinner in December for 80 people. So
okay.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I've got the two supper clubs, the Tilly on a Plate, pending. I've also got other events. I've even got an event up north that I've got to deliver food to. So, you know, I do get around, but I pick and choose what I want to do purely from the aspect of I want to enjoy it.
Do you do all this yourself, or do you actually hire people on the day to help you?
Yeah.
Is it all
I do the food all pretty much myself, because I'm so funny about it.
Yeah.
I had a feeling you were saying we, but I was like, there's no one. It's just you,
isn't
it?
My husband, he's like, he's a logistic guy.
Yeah.
He has a proper job, like he says, but he does all the logistics. He does all the organising of catering equipment, staff, and that sort of thing. And
washing up?
Yeah, washing up. He's very good at it. He's amazing.
He's got pink marigolds.
He does. And he does all that. And he's always in the background supporting me, which is great. We've been married for 28 years, I'll say.
Congratulations.
But I also have... Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have my children that help with waiting, and my daughter's boyfriend, he comes and helps lots.
So it's a big family affair.
It is.
Proper Italian
family. And, you know, it's good. It's good
so, fun. Jamie, you were saying that it was... you were following Paola on Instagram.
Yep.
You saw a cheesecake.
Yes.
And that sort of made you think, hang on a minute, what's going on here? I need to find out more.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about
presumably
why.
The deconstructed cheesecake.
Which, could you call it that? I don't know what it was.
Visually, it was deconstructed.
Visually, it looks deconstructed. Basically, what I'm trying to do with this supper club is offer foods that are very traditional Italian. So mozzarella is one. And I thought, oh, let's do this cheesecake with mozzarella. How can it not work?
I love how she says that.
Yeah, it's just so tasty.
So it's savoury or
no,
sweet?
No, it's actually sweet. Oh. It is.
Can you just explain the process, how you make it?
Yeah, basically, it's, we just take mozzarella, break it down.
Yeah.
To its liquid self.
How do you break it down?
So we warm it up.
Yep.
And then we break it down in a food processor. And then we add cream and a little bit of gelatin. So it's almost like a cross in between a solid cheese, Philly cheese, cheesecake, and a panna cotta.
Yeah.
And then we mould it to shape.
So this is where this ball shape, you kind of...
Yeah, we have ball shapes.
Having destroyed the mozzarella, you better put it back together again, don't
you? Well, what we do is we then pour it into moulds.
Right.
And then that's... With this particular one, we actually made it into, like, a cherry shape.
Yeah.
Because it's got cherries in it.
Because it has cherry, Morello cherry in the middle. And it on the outside, we put the... we coat it in a Morello cherry juice gel...
Interesting.
And it's actually really good. I don't think many people have ever thought about mozzarella, but please try it. It works so well.
I've done a cheesecake before with brie, a baked cheesecake, and it was horrible. I must say,
it was
like
a savoury.
It was horrible. It was horrendous. That is,
but you see, when you think of mozzarella, it's actually it's a really good caviar.
It doesn't have a lot of taste. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So I think as long as you can deconstruct it and just bring it down to its liquid state, and then add other bits to it. What's weird is when you actually eat it, it tastes of mozzarella, but sweet mozzarella. It's just, it's great. It's really good. We'll find out soon.
Is it quite stringy?
Hmm?
Is it stringy?
No.
Not stringy.
I'm pleased it's not stringy.
No,
we better do some travel. I'm conscious of the fact, but first of all, we're late for travel, and also the fact we have 1.5 Italians in the studio, neither of which sound at all Italian, apart from when they say these Italian words. It's 8:43.
So you guys, you're thinking about doing a pop-up together, is that right?
Yeah, we're...
Tell us a little bit about that.
We were talking about it the other day. We're looking for a venue where we can cater for the masses, and we're going to do something around the world in 7 dishes or something.
Yeah. Ooh,
should be
okay.
Quite interesting. Yes. So watch your space.
Yeah, watch your space in the new year after Christmas,
in
obviously.
In the new year, okay. Christmas.
And if you're an establishment and you want us to come and do one there, please let us know.
Fantastic.
A place's need, I think. We should come do it here. There's probably not enough room, actually.
Nowhere near glamorous enough. No, we can do better. We love the studio, but... Maybe not so much for
anyway, okay. Let's talk about this food in front of us.
Yes, quickly. Let's mention what we've got here. So you were telling us this is a pork pie. They look amazing, but a little bit different.
With a twist, absolutely. A lot of people I've found, being in the food business for so long, I find they don't like hot crust pastry.
Nope, I'm one of them.
Mm. Yeah, so what I've gone away with is doing a completely different shape, a much lighter buttery pastry, which I make. And then inside, you've still got the lovely pork meat, but no gelatin. Uh-huh. But it's still very, very moist.
Yes, that's the bit of pork pies I don't like it.
But you've got smoked bacon in there and stuffing in the middle.
We need to check with Chris, who is here for 105 today. Have you ever had a pork pie in the first place?
I have, but I have to stop having breakfast every time I come in here because you guys have so much food in the studio and I need to keep my belly empty for this stuff.
It's very healthy food, though.
It's looking... I'm sure it is. We'll just tell ourselves these things.
They look so good.
I can assure you. And they're homemade, so that's great. You know, they're not mass-produced. So.
Yeah.
And the other one we've got on the plate is a Greek spanakopita.
Beautiful.
Which, at the moment, has been sold by Bridges.
Fantastic. Well, that's my lunch sorted today, Julian.
I think breakfast, lunch, dinner all rolled into one.
I think you should start calling yourselves the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I mean, possibly should.
Yeah.
Chris, what have we got on 105 today this morning?
All right. So, the Cambridge Bonfire Night celebrations this Monday. And also, you spoke about the Great Austerity Debate. Yes.
I did. That's if somebody wants a cheerful Friday evening, that's where to go to.
I know, right? What a way to end. But we got to talk what we got to talk about, right? And of course, the latest in entertainment. So 105 today to get the skinny on everything that's going on right here at Cambridge 105 Radio.
There you go.
That sounds
fantastic.
Good. Thank you, Chris. We'll see you after 9. Paola, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Coming
in, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Have you got a website which you can tell us about?
Baked by Romano's. Everything we do is on there. You can contact us on there. Literally, if you just put Baked by Romano's, it will come up.
The patron saint of search engine, Saint Google.
Yeah.
We'll find,
really
find
website,
it for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jamie, thank you as well. See you next week.
Good to be here. Thank you.
We'll go to 9 o'clock with Groove Jet. Bob has been in touch. Where do I get those fabled pork pies without gelatin?
Yes. Unfortunately, at the moment, they're not being stocked anywhere, but... you can always order them direct.
I think ordering direct could potentially be a very good idea there.
We're taking orders for Christmas, so great time to
excellent. Thank you. Busy on the roads at Fenditton between the Newmarket Road and A14 Junction 31. Also busy at Linton this morning, the Long Road, Maddingley Road, Mowbray Road and Pern Road. Newmarket Road coming in around Coldham's Lane in the retail park. About 14 minutes to get in the town in that direction. And the Fen Causeway between Trumpington Road and Newnham Road. Some problems on the rails as well if you happen to be going between Cambridge and Ipswich this morning. Should clear up, we think, after 10 o'clock. Been a busy old week. A fun one, though.
Yes, that has gone very quickly. particularly this morning.
Yeah, very much so, very much so indeed. But thanks for staying with us and some nice words on Facebook after our 50th one together on Wednesday. From me, Julian Clover.
And from me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
We'll be back on Monday at 7.
Another food club done.
Yes, get your hands off that pork pie is mine.